Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia is an activist. He wasn't always an activist. His brother Mark was killed by the San Francisco Police Department. Danny has a lot of experience, in fighting police brutality. And, tell us about your brother and what has happened.
My name is Danny Garcia. I'm the president of Families. The man you heard on the speaker today, Cornelius Hell, is one of my members. We were one that would be knocking on your door as soon as your loved one was murdered. It's hard to knock on someone's door and talk to them right after their son, daughter, mother, father, brother, sister was murdered. But they need to hear the truth, and they need to know what the truth is before everybody else gangs up on them and try to drip them around to the opposite way. Oscar Grant's case, it is not a mistake. It's murder. Shooting him in the back, it's not a mistake. It's murder. That was reading his rights. That is the justice system we live in since the beginning of this era. And it murders to all the people in this country who knows how this system works and in this world. If you think or want to believe that there is some good cops in law enforcement or in this government that you may know or you may not know in the political arena, all I want you to do is ask them how many bad cops are in this government that are bad that you have jailed today. And wait for their answer. The only answer they could give is no one. Not one. And if you think because we have a black president now, everything is going to change, wake up, people. Did it change when we had the first black cop? It didn't change when we had the first black DA. It didn't change when we had the first black judge. In fact, the whole system didn't change. But we still have cold blood murder and cold blood cover-ups. I want to see everyone who now thinks that this cop is guilty to be at this cop hearing tomorrow on March 23rd. New witnesses have come forward to say it wasn't a fight on the train. It was a disagreement. You heard it today. And everything was calm and over by the time the train got to the Fruitvale station. Don't be surprised about Tony Barone, the cop calling Oscar Grant and his friends, nigga, motherfucker. That's been going on for over 200 years. And the civil rights era, it is being destroyed every day. We the people allow it, just sitting at our home watching the lion news and drinking our beers. The main news people can't report the truth. They don't want to believe the truth. They don't want to believe that this whole system is guilty. The 14 cops who murdered Mark Garcia, my brother, who was innocent man. He was robbed, begging for help, and instead, he was killed, murdered, beaten, tortured. The seven cops were charged by the OCC, which is your Officers and Citizens Complaint Board in San Francisco, that a lot of people are asking for. They were charged with 9 accounts. There was 14 of them and only 7 was charged. They were charged with violations to the general order and all the protocols that were made after Aaron Williams' case. Aaron Williams died just like my brother. Only difference is they came in his house, drug him out, beat the shit out of him, and threw him down the stairways. But they hog-tied him just like my brother. They pepper-sprayed him just like my brother. And they threw him in back of the van to suffocate and die just like my brother. Aaron Williams' case, if they did done what they were trying for, Mark Garcia would be alive today. He would have went to his daughter's wedding. He would have saw his first granddaughter being born. He would have been here supporting all the people that he has supported. Demand the cops to have better training. It don't do no good. Because all they do is find a way to cut it out or cut the hours down or just don't do it. Basically, it is F you to all of you who want change. We are the ones running this system, not the people. And what we say and do is the way it will be. And if you don't like this system, leave it. Well, what I say to them is, you leave this system. You leave this place. My people have been here before. This system was made. If you find, before the system was in place, and it was just fine. My people respected the land, respected the water, and respected the animals. They only killed for food. And they respected its people in this land. And the proof is in the stolen lives on this wall too. Just in the 90s, law of light 90s alone, law enforcement has murdered over 2,000 of my brothers and yours, sisters, fathers, mothers, aunties, uncles, yes, even your grandpa and your grandma. If you are black or brown or poor white, or if you look like something who don't belong to this system, they will murder you and they'll pay your family who's left with blood money. There's no justice at all in blood money. Only if you take it and use it to end the whole system of brutality and murder. That's the only good it does. It only points to the cold, hard truth that brutalizing and terrorizing and, yes, murdering the oppressed people is what the police are supposed to do. It's the whole system's job not to protect and serve, but to keep the oppressed people down, and that has been a fact. You can't change the laws. You can't demand to hire a civilian review board, oversight bodies, all you want. It just falls on deaf ears. It doesn't do any good to have any civilian oversight body if it don't have the power to make law enforcement and its unions and your government to do what has to be done. This here we're having today has more power than a civilian review board. More of these. The murder by law enforcement and the beatings will keep on coming. As long as you, your new or old civilian oversight body, has no teeth and no power to do anything above their heads of the chiefs and their unions and the system. My brother Mark Garcia and I is living proof of that. It won't change unless the people change it. Reading your rights is hog-tying and tossing you in the back of a police van to die. It is beating your butt until you die. It's shooting you until you die. That's what they did to my brother Mark Garcia. He was tortured, beaten, and on and on. He was just asking for help after being robbed. Instead, the police went into attack mode. Mark Garcia has come from a history of Teamsters, longshoremen, union members, his grandpa fought in the bloody general strike of San Francisco in 1934. And Mark Garcia was also a drug counselor who will help you and get back, help you get back on track. If you were for real, he would come to your home and anytime to help you, if that's what you wanted, and if you were for real. That's where he went to. And what he got instead of helping this person, he was murdered, beaten, and tortured to death, pepper sprayed by 14 officers.
I think we have to get the next witness. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.